This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Runk. So yeah, what's up? I got San Diego. I'll be there this weekend and Saturday at the Alesmith Brewery, Durham, North Carolina, for my birthday show, March 29th. Norfolk, Virginia. Then I got Grand Rapids and Augusta, Des Moines. I got a bunch of different dates. Green Bay. Go to crystalia.com to figure that out. And also, I have my special out. Go check out Grow or Die at crystalia.com. And, oh, the new merch. This is one of them. That's cool. I got a lot of stuff there. Life Rip stuff and other stuff and all that. So go check it out at chrislea.com. Otherwise, stay tuned and lock in for the next congratulations episode. I didn't know when that sentence was going to end when I first did it, and it ended when it ended, and that's fine. And I said congratulations. It's like when people introduce comedians that haven't really done it before, and they're like, so Chris Lee is coming to stage, and I just want to tell you a little bit about him and shit. And then they already said your name, and then so then they go, and Chris D'Elia, and it's just like, oh, okay, well, you said the name already, you blew it. Even though we all knew, you still blew it. You blew it! Shout out to Rob Hay, longtime baby. For the volume 2, congratulations, Log Cabin Rule Book. it says for observance by babies, and it's got all the old things. Like here it says episode 251, Vivance Boy at Sea, and then it's got like little things that hankering for a Taco Bell. I don't know if there's a co-ed gathering going on and somebody orders or gets the idea. Or the hankering for Taco Bell, it's a woman that's drunk a little bit. Okay, so that's true, dude. And I agree with that. And I agree with it probably because I said it. Shout out for getting those down and making the volume 2, dude. Wow, we got volume 2 already. Drinking that magic mind. I'm not going to lie, dude. I'm tired today. I guess it's because I could be jet lagged. Do I believe in jet lagness? You know, maybe, but I also think it's a bit of a thing that people. Well, how much of it is being jet lagged, and how much of it is just being tired? You know, like how much of it is just that? Oh, you traveled, and it's tiring to travel, and also you had to deal with like, yeah, especially if it's for work. You know, maybe it's just. Because jet lag is like an actual thing, right? Like, it's like they say that it's like jet lag. So like, they say that it's a type of fatigue caused by traveling across different time zones. So the body needs anywhere from a few days to a few weeks to acclimatize to the new time zone, approximately. One day. So it's not actually a thing. It's just you being tired because the time changes. They don't need a word for that. I don't think that jet lag exists because it's just being tired because the time changed. And you don't have to say that. You don't have to be like, yeah, I'm tired because the time changed. Everyone would know that. But you can just say, I'm tired. And people get it. They get it because you were traveling. And if they didn't know you were traveling, they'd be like, yeah, I was traveling. I'm tired. Because if you can say, I'm jet lagged, they're still going to, you might say, oh yeah, but it's shorter if you say, I'm jet lagged, people assume you're tired, you're traveled. Yeah, I know, I get that. It makes it shorter, but still they're going to say, where'd you travel to? So you're in a conversation you don't want to be in already, and it's all good. So from now on, I'm not saying jet lagged anymore. I won't. Yes. How's that for one of the rule books from volume three? Dude, I will not say jet lagged anymore because there's no reason to say it because I'm just tired from traveling. I'm tired. Why? I was traveling. Oh, because the time changes. So I was in Shreveport and I was in Corpus Christi. Those were I never played those markets before. And then I was in Houston, which was cool. I've been to Houston a bunch of times. But yeah, I am so tired from that. The older I get, the more tired I get. I went to bed. Dude, hey, he did it. He went to bed before his wife last night. She was up. Hey, guess what my wife did? Guess what my wife did after I went to bed? I don't know. I was out. My wife is making a whole new, she can't sit still or not do a project. So she's doing a project in Calvin's room. She's making his room an astronaut, or no, wait. Yeah, no, a space motif, right? Space, yeah, it is. Going to be outer space and robots and stuff. And she's painting it all and doing it. She's incredible at it. Really crazy. Like, to have her as a mom is so awesome. I mean, she's not my mom, but probably, you know. I mean, I see what she does. I'm with her. You know what I mean? But, and so Calvin is in our room sleeping because the other beds are all taken because Tom Hardy and the guy from Gladiator, Russell Crowe, sleep over every night. Together in one bed. And so she's doing that, and we put Calvin to bed in our bed, and then I was trying to watch this Dateline thing, even though I didn't want to watch a Dateline, because I watched too much Case File. I watched too much Case File, and that's a great podcast, Case File. It's a Case File. More like that. He's Australian. It's an Australian man. The way they talk about with the Case File and the if you like murder mystery kind of stuff, or just like, it is so good. But don't listen to that instead of this podcast. But yeah, it's amazing. And I was listening to that. Maybe I'll get to that later. But so she was like, let's watch. I came home just for like tired, not jet lag, but tired. And she's like, I want you to watch. Dude, I walk through the door and she just says, I want you to watch this documentary on the Cold War. Now, let's think about everything we've learned about me in this whole, since the beginning, since the inception of Congratulations, the podcast. Let's just think about that. You know, you're probably saying to yourself, hey, wait a second, Chris D'Elia, he'd never want to fucking watch that. And wait a hot damn minute, he'd never want to watch that after flying all day, right? Now, it begs a question. Hey, wife, sup, right? And why do I ask sup? Because if you're asking yourself that question at home, hey, wait a second, Chris wouldn't want to watch that after a day of flying from Corpus Christi, connecting into Dallas and getting home at 8:30. Hey, what's the number one thing you don't need to say to Chris when he gets home is, oh, hey, Chris, it's not even watch. I want to rewatch. She already saw it. I want to rewatch this Cold War documentary with you tonight. Hey, wife, though, sup? Oh, dude, did you don't know me? Because you know me at home. You know I don't want to do it. So I say, I don't know, babe. She puts it on. And then I am like, I gotta say, like, you know what? You gotta set boundaries. I'm gonna set a boundary. I'm just gonna tell her. I'm gonna say, you know what, babe? I love you, but I'm just not in the mind frame for this. And she said, okay. Turned it off and turned on Putin addressing NATO in 2022 and with English audio over it. So I'm like, oh, well, that's kind of the same thing in my head, you know? That's just the same thing. I just don't want to be reminded that the world might explode, you know? I don't want, there's nothing we can do. Right, you saw the BMW robot. We're fucked, right? He's just like, robots are starting to do that shit that automated systems do when you can't talk to a person anymore. Hi, I'd really like to help you. I'm sorry. Can you say that again? That shit. And you're just like, I want to speak to a representative. I'm sorry. It's just. Can you say that again, dude? You don't need to stutter. If you're fake, you know, robots don't need to stutter, but the BMW one, you know what I'm talking about? Whatever the AI robot, first of all, it moves like a person. It looks like a robot, but it moves like a person. And you ask a question and it's just like, well, I don't stutter. Just wait the whole time till you know what to say, and then say it. You're a robot. We know you're a robot. We know you're not stuttering. You're programmed to stutter. So you're like somebody who's like acting. The least I could ask for is for my robot to be real as shit. You know? Anyway, I don't even know what I was talking about. So I don't want to know the world. I don't want to know the world's going to explode. I mean, I know the world's going to explode at some point. Sometimes I'm like, I had kids. Should I? You know, it's like, I hope they figure it out. Maybe I had the kid to save the world, though. You know, maybe it's like Terminator 2. Maybe he's whoever the one is to save the world, John Connor or the other one. Maybe he's Eddie Furlong or whatever it is. I don't know. You know, maybe I made it. Maybe Calvin or Billy is one of the kids that's going to like fight the lead the resistance. I don't know. But anyway, she wanted to watch it because she was just chilling all day. And I was like, I'm really tired. And she just turned on Putin. And I was like, I'm just going to put Calvin to bed. I put Calvin to bed. And then I came down and I said, let's watch something else. Now, what I wanted to watch was some YouTube shit about a serial killer. Bro, nothing better, right? Especially if you're in that mood. I've been listening to the podcast Case File all day about people just murdering and killing everyone. And I'm like really disturbed by it, but I'm in it, dude. You know, one thing about me is when I'm in it, I'm in it. I'm in it. I start doing leg day. I don't want to do it, but I start doing leg day and then I do leg day again 3 days later and do leg day again 3 days later. Forget it, dude. He's cooking. He's doing leg day for a year and a half straight up and he hopes for gains, right? But I just get obsessed with stuff. I get one tattoo. All of a sudden you blink. I got 20. So I'm in the thing. I was listening to this podcast about one of the episodes was this woman who got kidnapped when she was 19 by a man and his wife, and there was a newborn in the car. Back when hitchhiking used to be a thing. By the way, I want to get to AI. I want to get to the dateline. I want to get to the, remind me, audience. I want to get to the dateline. I want to get to the case file. All right. But I sometimes you'll turn on one of these podcasts and it's like, in 1977, because hitchhiking was abundant, you know, people, how do you figure that fucking hitchhiking ever was okay, you know? Getting into a random car, dude, getting into the subway, public transportation is dangerous. Getting into someone's car that's just driving by and kind of going where you're going, it's a problem.
That ain't no problem.
You know what I mean? It's a big deal. Hey, dude, imagine you're this. Hey, they drive by, they slow down, you run up. Hey, where are you going? Barstow, where are you going? I'm going to, you know what? I'm going close. I can take you, I'll take you about 30 minutes in. Okay. And then you go, okay. And then you sit, unless you're a perv dude picking up a chick, who the fuck ever would pick up anybody, right? And that's the thing, dude. It led to so much groping and shit. So this 19-year-old woman wanted to go to a surprise somebody at the party. It's called Colleen Strand. And she wanted to go to hitchhike like 6 hours to a friend's party to surprise her. And lo and behold, she got kidnapped because you shouldn't hitchhike. And this couple took her. And the guy, they kept her in her, man, I mean, I don't even, I, this was so crazy. I didn't even think it was real. I was like, I got to Google this after because I really don't believe it. But it is true. They kept her in an 8 foot by like 4 foot box for 23 hours a day. And for an hour, the other hour of the day, they tortured her. Okay. Now, absolutely murder my brains if that happens, okay? Look, you know how long I last? You know how long I last? One day. As soon as they open up the 23 hours, hey, dude, I'm all good, man. Just give me poison or just where's something sharp? Are we high up? I'll just step out. 7.5 2.5 years. Every day, she went in a box for 23. Sometimes, she just laid on the table and they put a box on her head. A 1 foot by 1 foot box on her head for 23 hours, dude. Laying on the... just on the bed. Couldn't hear it. They made it soundproof. He would be making the torture devices while she had her head in a box, dude. And then they'd take her out 23 hours in the day, and they'd hang her up by her hands, and she'd just be dangling, dude. Let me tell you the last thing I want to do when I'm locked in a box afterwards is dangle, dude. The mental torture. You know what? And then the physical torture. The mental and physical torture. And then when people say shit like, yeah, the physical torture was terrible, but the mental torture was beyond. Hey, man, they both suck. I think people do that to be cute. Any torture sucks. But, dude, this shit, this woman, 7.5, and the wife was like chilling because she was scared of the husband too. And she got beat too. And she was just like, the husband was like, you better be with me in the torture thing, you know. And the wife was like, okay. Dude, after 2-3 years, they let her have more time out of the box. Yo, hey, she made 3 years, dude. They brainwashed her so bad that one day they made up this whole thing where this was fascinating. You got to go listen to this episode, but it's fascinating. And I'm not ruining it. It's just you have to go listen to it, period. But the guy said, you're going to be my slave. And here's the thing. This company called The Company has a bunch of rich elites around the world, and they sell slaves. So people can torture them, and you're one of them. And if you run away, they're going to kill you. And so they brainwashed her. They put her head in a box for 23 hours a day, and then left her dangling for an hour, and then put her head in a box again, dude. And they kept doing it. They did it for 2 years to where she was brainwashed. She wouldn't leave. They gave her privileges. They let her go outside. She'd always come back. Dude, I didn't even really think brainwashing was a thing, but it is a thing, dude. I would be brainwashed immediately. Dude, you know how quickly I would get brainwashed? I don't know. She made it 7.5 years and then left, went back home. And you know what she did? Healed. Hey, yo. I'm done. The second I get a whiff of, wait a minute. The second I get a whiff of, wait, that's, you missed my exit. Hold on. Go, 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 go. You don't light the match first. You do the gasoline first, I know. But still, dude, the box, the head box was next to her in the car. And she was like, what is that? Dude, the second I see a 1x1 box with a hole in it, dude. So much of my Xanax just can't stop. That's my spirit opening the window and leaving. Dude, I mean, I don't understand how people get kidnapped. I don't understand how people get tortured, dude. You know what Jesus Christ should have done? Let us have an off switch. You know what whoever made us should have done? Whoever, intelligent designer, whatever, whoever made us, you know, Jesus Christ, Liam Neeson, whoever created us, we should have been able to just, it's going to be like this from now on for how long? For 7.5 years? Dude, check this. I'm dead. I mean, I can't even know. The strength of this woman. She's 65 now. And she's just kind of speaking out about it now, dude. And then if I make it out, here's the other thing too. If I make it out 7.5 years, if I make it out, guess what is the lowest on the agenda? Healing. Hey, dude, if you ever knew me 7.5 years ago, guess what? You don't want to know me anymore because I'm different. Dude, I am cracked. I mean, there's got to be one day where your brain just goes, we're just like, oh, man, my head's still in this box. And, dude, they put her in a box under their bed while they slept. And she was just in this box, couldn't move. And they fucked on the bed and they did all sorts of stuff on the bed. And she was just there 23 hours a day, dude. I can't last more than one day. I can't, dude. Oh, you know what? They would kill me. I'd be so annoying anyway. Your brain breaks. You just go, no fixing. Brain goes, just, how long are we going to be in here? Ah, fuck it. Gatorade, just become fucking, what's his name? DJ Khaled. I can't believe that stuff really happens, you know? I know it really happens. I know people get kidnapped and I know people get killed and I know, but like people are really out there. Like, dude, they're murdering people? I watched, so anyway, I came home and I was like, I wanted to show my wife, I want you to watch this Cold War thing. And I was like, oh, in my head, I was like, but I really wanted her to see the Girl in the Box thing. It's called Girl in the Box. But when she said the thing about the Cold War, I was like, I can't hit her with this because she beat me to it. She beat me to it with the Cold War thing. And I don't want to watch the Cold War thing. So I can't now be like, but I want to watch this with you because it's the same thing she's doing to me. And then I'll be a hypocrite. I'm working all this stuff out in my head for no reason. I'm just doing it because I'm talking to myself and just being stressed out about it on my lonely, you know? And so I'm like, you don't want to watch like one of those like serial killer things? Like I'm trying to ease into it. And she was like, no, because like it's crazy what's going on in Russia now. It's like the same thing that was going on back in like 19, whenever the Cold War was. And I'm just like, I don't care. I don't know. I don't even care about war. The cold version is worse, you know? So now I'm like, I put Calvin to bed. I come back and I was like, all right, so no Cold War stuff and it's fine. What do you want to watch? And she says, I mean, I would watch like a Dateline or something. Didn't want to watch a Dateline. You know why? Do you know why? I watch Dateline all the time. Do you know why I didn't want to watch a Dateline? Because I needed something harder. How fucked up is that, dude? We have to stop with the you know how many podcasts they're like, they got about death and destruction, and they got the last fourth house on the left or whatever that one is, and then they got the morbid podcast. What's that one? Last podcast on the left or something, whatever the hell it is, and they all talk about the same killers, but eventually there's one that you don't know about, and then you learn about, and then your wife's like, let's watch Dateline, and you're like, oh, who makes that? Disney? Cute. I'll send you a YouTube link that'll blow your mind. Oh, dude, you want to watch Forensic Files? Cute. Check your email. Anyway, so we watched the Dateline and I didn't care about it. And I couldn't keep my eyes open. And I went to bed and I was like, I can't. And she was working on Calvin's room, you know. And I just go to bed. And Calvin is just sprawled out. Dude, I don't know what it is with kids, like little kids, like three, four. I guess I don't know beyond four because Calvin's four and, you know. But like, it's when you sleep in a bed with a four-year-old, like your kid, it's like sleeping with a ninja doing ninja stuff. It's like sleeping with a ninja fighting. Like, you won't even be, and they, They won't. It won't even be like, oh, kind of nudging you. It'll literally, like, if you ever catch them, if you wake, I woke up once and saw my son just go like this. Like, just like, I'm like, what is this? He fucking knocked, he kneed my jaw. And I thought it was an accident, but his hands were in the back of my head. So he did it like a fucking tie move. But dude, and you go, oh, dude, I mean, bro, he'll come in my room, fucking go to sleep, tie kick me, and then you gotta go in your room. Like, dude, my son is lethal when he's sleeping. Were your hands on the back of my head? And so I got a great idea, dude. Hey, put a pillow in the middle. I put a pillow right next to me so he can do all the tie kicks he wants, but he's basically just working out, tie kicking the pillow. Last night, I put the big pillow in between us because I didn't want him to kick me at all. 6 in the morning, I hear my wife get up and leave. And I'm like, dude, what? Nobody in this house wakes up before 9. Nobody. And I mean nobody. And I'm like, I get up, I follow her because I'm like, what's going on? This is weird. She goes to Calvin's room with all the paint in it. I'm like, is she going to work? She just gets in his bed with all the paint fumes. And I'm like, what are you doing? She was like, you put that pillow in the bed. You put the big pillow in the bed and it's too big. And now Calvin's pushing me out. And I go like this. Well, I do that so he won't kick me. But in my head, I go like this. That's the game. I was first to the pillow. Don't hate the player. Don't hate the player at the game. Right? So she slept the rest in Calvin's bed. Anyway, you know, it's like, I guess I'm going to keep doing that. Maybe that's bad, or maybe that's he should sleep in his own room. But she's like, "Well, I have to finish. It's going to take 2 weeks, so he's going to be sleeping in her room for 2 weeks." Okay, okay, all right. It's okay. Case file. My love is blind is the my wife. They make you watch Love is Blind if you're in a relationship. You can't not. There's things that happen that if you're in a relationship that you're just going to end up doing. Dude, sorry. If a Netflix dating show comes out, you're going to have to watch it, right? Even if you don't want to. I don't want to. I don't want to watch Love is Blind. Why don't I want to watch Love is Blind, okay? First of all, I don't want to watch Love is Blind because of the title. It's not interesting to me. What does it mean? I know what Love is Blind means, but like, what does it mean for this title? So my wife's watching it. She's like, you got to see this. So I look at it and I'm like, okay. So what this is two people meet each other, date each other, know each other. They get intimate with each other through conversation. No kissing, no hugging. And the reason why no kissing and hugging is because there's a wall in between them, because they can't see each other. So they know each other for weeks and they quote unquote date for weeks and they pick who they love before they see each other and then they ask them to marry them before they see each other. And I'm just like, hold on. That is the best part about watching a dating show is when the two people can fucking see each other. Why do I care if they don't see each other? I want to see what the looks on their faces are when they say things and when they do things in front of each other. I don't want them just staring at a wall. And then they start saying, I love you. And nobody knows if anyone has bad breath or not. You don't even know what race they are unless you know, sometimes, you know, you can tell. But like, one of the guys asked the woman, hey, can you describe yourself? She's like, no, I'm not here for that. And it's like, come on, though. But do it anyway. Yeah. Help me out here. So I'm watching Love is Blind now, and I don't want to, and it's boring. Because they can't see each other. And I'm just like, they come up with all these crazy rules to these new dating shows with a hook, you know? It'll be like, yeah, dude, it's like steak dating. And like, our couples, all they do is eat steak, and they eat it all day long, and they find love through steak. So at the end of each episode, just like, I don't know, honestly, who I love, but I just feel so fucking bad. Steak is love. On Hulu. Steak is love. And so, I'm like, there's one dating show that there should be. Period. And they didn't make it yet. And this would be gangbusters. And you call it sex first, or like fuck first. You make it crazy. Dude, you meet someone, you meet a bunch of people, you have to fuck them all, okay? You just have to smash, all right? You know what it's called? Smash first. That's what it's called. And you meet someone, you got to smash. They film it. You don't show the in and out shots. You know what I mean? Like, you don't show that because it's, you know, it's on Amazon Prime or something. It's not on Pornhub. But they smash, and, you know, there's like 8 dudes, 8 chicks. They all smash each other. And, you know, then you decide, because you got to get that out the way, dude. Get that out the way. Now, of course, I have an intimacy problem, but I'm telling you, that would be the number one dating show. Smash first. Hey, guys, welcome to Smash First. Like, Mario Lopez will host it, you know? Hey, guys, welcome to Smash First, guys. How's it going? So this is what we're going to do. We got 8 guys and 8 girls. They're all going to what? Have sex with each other. All right, and it's great. They're going to go out on it. They're all going to go out and into a room, and they're all going to smash each other. It's going to be awesome. All right, and they're going to have sex with each other. All right, and then after that, they're going to see who wants to match up with who, okay? But there's a twist, right? Only anal or whatever the fuck it is. There's a twist, though. No kissing, right? And then they smash, and then afterwards, they're like, well, that person fucking stinks, you know? Like, I met, dude, there's people that come up to the meet and greet that I do, and they just stink like shit. They stink like shit. And it's okay, most people don't. Most people smell real nice. But some people stink like shit, dude. I was in Canada. There was a group of 4 people that came together that stunk like shit once. And I go, that is amazing. But in Smash First, you know. Oh, well, okay, I don't want to be with them. Why? You're in the little confessional. Honestly, they stink like shit. Yeah, it was hard to stay with it, but, you know, I had to smash them. And after I was done, I was just like, man, I can't be with them because they stink like shit. Oh, man, that's too bad. Well, next episode of Smash First, I guess he didn't like her because of her breath. You would also really know, every woman that I've been with, how would you be able to tell if you like somebody if you didn't? Like when Mormons and shit, or like really, really, really religious people? How do they do that? How do they, not till I'm married, and then they get married, and then they doink, and yeah, they don't know any better, but still, they know though. They go, okay. I don't know, man. I just feel like dating shows are just whatever. What is this? Oh, wow. We got this. Hi, Clinton. I love you forever. Go to my page if you want to purchase a 10-word shout out or add holler.baby/Crystalia. I just profess my love. Okay. I don't give a shit. This is funny here. Richard Simmons, everyone thought he died because he's tweeted Richard Simmons. By the way, Richard Simmons isn't dead? That's crazy. If there's anyone that, like, would be dead, it would be him. He writes, I have some news to tell you. Please don't be sad. I am dying. Oh, I can see your faces now. The truth is we are all dying. Every day we live like we are getting closer to our death. Why am I telling you this? I mean, who is he, the Riddler? The Riddler left a clue, Robin. Look, I have some news to tell you. Don't be sad. I am dying. Oh, I can see your faces now. The truth is we are all dying. Every day we live, we are closer to getting our death. Why am I telling you this? Robin, why is he telling us this? Remember fucking Sweating to the Oldies? Come on, everybody! This is great. Richard Simmons. For as long as I can remember, people have made fun of me, and people still make fun of me. But you know what? I'm glad to be me. You should be glad that you are you. Three songs to listen to. I Will Survive, I Am What I Am, and This Is Me. These songs will uplift you. Wow. You know, I didn't know he was alive, honestly. So, but this TikTok band is crazy, by the way. Every app is stealing your information. Everyone. TikTok is no different than Facebook is no different than, and I don't care that China owns it. It's all bad, dude. It's all bad. Hey, you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter, you're on the, it's all fucked. TikTok is, they say they got to buy it. They got to sell it. China has to sell it to us in the next 6 months or it's done. Can't wait. What are these reactions to, oh God, I mean. You open up TikTok and you see, how about how TikTok can just make someone famous immediately if they wanted to? Just put them on everybody's homepage? That's crazy. Here's a reaction to the TikTok ban.
Oh. Oh, U.S. government of America, you've made a big mistake.
I mean, a Batman villain. Wow, a lot of Batman villains.
You think you can take away our app? Well, we are the most powerful...
Already. Already. Dude, not... Oh, my God. Like, dude, Calvin's not getting a phone until he's 35.
...generation that there ever was. We are Generation Z.
Oh.
We won't let TikTok fall. We will rise above it all.
Gets his hand stuck in the fan.
We will save TikTok. Time's running out.
The can you fucking hear the Joker! Call?
Joe Biden, we are ready. Want us so bad, and now you want
me. The Joker, dude. Why is he?
Who's with me?
Oh, great spin. Blair Witch Project.
Charlie D'Amelio. Noah Beck.
Oh God, dude. Hey, you know. Just, I hope it gets banned. I hope it gets banned. After that, it's all good. Dude, how about Cameron on his rise in sports media? And the quote says, I'm the new journalist, N-word. We sat down with Cameron in Las Vegas to discuss his transition into sports media, his haters, and his show. It is what it is, landed a $13.5 million deal and more. Really? That's crazy. Is that the one with Mace? No. That's not the one with Mace. The one with Mace is crazy. I didn't know he was doing sports stuff. Wow, good for Cameron. Horse and Cabbage. What is this? Megan Good goes out with Jonathan Majors. He's not in jail yet, right? Was he sentenced? No? Or is he won't even get it any time, but he's guilty. She says, Megan Good is in love with Jonathan Majors. I have joy in my heart, she says. Huh. Megan Good hasn't left him. That's left his side following his conviction on harassment and domestic assault charges. While the couple attended the NAACP Image Awards on Saturday evening, Good had a quick chat with people acknowledging a relationship with the Creed III actor. I'm in love, I'm transitioning, I'm healing, I'm growing, and I'm getting excited about what's next, Good told the outlet. Yeah, just a lot of things at once, but what I can say is I'm the happiest I've been in a long time. Very sweet. Well, hey, you know what? Wow, that's crazy. And then here they are. Wow. Wow. Well, wow, Jesus. And then people are just like, when they kissed, he does not love her. You know, people on Twitter. That's fucking love, huh? That's wild, dude. Hey, good for them, you know? Who knows? I was at, by the way, I was in Texas. You know, I gave Whataburger another shot. I gave it another shot. It's not bad. I never said it was bad, but like I ate it and I'm like, man, In-N-Out just dwarfs Whataburger. And I ate Whataburger again. And you know me, dude, you know, it's like, I didn't just eat one. I ate more and, I ate more and I ate it a few times too. So I'm fat and that's it, dude. And I feel awful today, besides the being tired from flying. I just was at the gym and in the middle, you know, you're not eating right when in the middle of a workout, you got to go to the bathroom, number two. And I did that. And so Whataburger is okay. Let me tell you something about Whataburger, though. I ordered it Postmates, okay? I was with Sam and David. We were in, where was this? Corpus Christi, right? Got on a, just a Hail Mary I threw. As I order it, I hit, hey, they got chocolate chip cookies? I go, yeah, bring chocolate chip cookies too. Boop, on the way out. Here it comes, right? So I ordered a bunch of burgers and chicken sandwiches and, oh, Denny, it was Denny, not Sam. Denny's eating wings from there. You know, it's fucking weird, but you can get it. So, the cookie, I eat the cookie, doesn't look promising at all. Top cookie. Any cookie that isn't like a homemade, you know, or a cookie place, it rivals any of it. And why don't they lead with that? They should make a commercial. It's like, oh, hey, the cookie is back at Whataburger. Hey, Whataburger, what's up? We got cookies. Am I wrong here? The cookies at Whataburgers are so good. I got only one. I wish I got more, dude. And now I can't get them because it's only in, you know, it's only in Texas. But guess what? I brought some of those Coffee Crisp back from fucking, from Canada. So that's absolutely fucking awesome, man. I ate one the other day in Corpus Christi, dude. I'm fucking silly. Anyway, I think that Tyler, the creator, is right about this AI shit. Tyler, creator, says AI will never catch up to me creatively. I should instead be used for mundane shit. It's Tyler. If you're already, what is he, 40? Nah, he's not 40 yet, right? But like, and already famous. You could make it, right? But if you're coming up now, if you're 5, and you decide, and you know, like Justin Bieber, remember when he started with the, when he was 3, just with the drums and all that shit. Now you're fucked. AI is going to have the most banging music because it's, you know why? It's exactly what I want to hear. How about this, dude? How about this? People think actors and writers are going to be okay with this AI shit. Check this out, dude. They're going to have something like, have I said this before? They're going to have something like, hey, imagine what you want to watch and then you can watch that. So I'm just like, Fuck Don Cheadle. I can just say, oh, a movie about the 1940s with Johnny Depp in it, and he's gay as shit, and is trying to fight, revenge his, you know, wife's death. Oh, dude. Hey, by the way, Netflix, make it dope. You know, directed in the style of Steven Soderbergh. Yeah, hey, I make it the cinematography with the guy who did fucking Dune, huh? And then it shows it, and you go, oh, fucking, I just imagined that shit. I spoke into it. It was ready in 3 minutes. I'm watching it. Why the fuck would I watch a movie some jackass made when I could watch what I think? Oh, we didn't think about that, did we? Oh, we didn't think about that, did we? So my friend Dan is fucking wrong when he says, oh, but people want to watch real people doing shit. No, no, no. Not if I can make Dustin Hoffman take it in the ass if I'm gay and he's my gay crush and make a whole movie called Taking It in the Ass with Dustin Hoffman. You could just watch that. Hey, Netflix, make Taking It in the Ass starring Dustin Hoffman. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I want Matthew McConaughey to be doing all the fucking... Hey, thanks, Netflix. Yeah, make it 1940s, directed by Steven Soderbergh. I don't give a shit. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah. Oh, no, but they're... Oh, but they spent a year and a half making a real movie. Oh, but they spent a year and a half making a real movie, though. And fucking Timothy Chalamet in his... Timothy Chalamet. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's nice. Oh, what's it about? Oh, it's about the fucking... The crime syndicate where it's underground and then this and that. And it's a love story. And it's actually really great. And it's about IP. It's about... It's already intellectual property. And fucking Stan Lee made a graphic novel about it. And we just uncovered it. And that's what... Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Hey, Hulu. Me at home. Oh, that's cool. Hey, Hulu. How about who's that guy from the fucking Giovanni Ribisi Taking It in the Ass the sequel? Hey, I don't even want to see the first one. Giovanni Ribisi Taking It. Hey, Hulu, make Giovanni. Hey, Hulu, make a show. A fucking limited series called Taken in the Ass 2, starring Giovanni Ribisi and Dash Mihawk, the guy from fucking Romeo and Juliet with Leonardo DiCaprio, one plays friend Leonardo DiCaprio. And I want it to be called Taken in the Ass. And the limited series series is directed in the vein of Steven Soderbergh. And have it take place in the 1940s, dude. Hey, and Barry Pepper comes in episode 3 and takes in the ass too. Go. Buffering. Brewing. Sheing. Taken in the Ass 2. Limited series. Starring Giovanni Ribisi, Dash Mihawk, and Barry Pepper comes in a few episodes. Directed by, in the vein of, Steven Soderbergh. Oh no! Oh god! Oh come on! Oh come on! God damn it! Me eating popcorn? Yeah, I'm gonna fucking watch Timothy Chalamet. Oh, but they made a real movie, dude. I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you right now. Make the movie I say. Are you kidding me? I'm never leaving the house once that happens. Make the movie I say. And, yeah. And have Zach Braff, what is that word? What's that fucking god? Culminate. Cure. Procure? Well, not procure. What's the fucking word? All the meme guys said that they were doing it. They were with all the memes. I didn't make them, but I'm, you know what I'm talking about, that word? Curate. Yeah, and have Zach Braff curate the fucking soundtrack. Dude, that made that joke better that I couldn't think of that word. Zach Braff and fucking Donald Faison in just in 97 commercials, you know? right now. Dude, turn on your TV if you don't see Zach Braff and Jonathan Faison. You're watching streaming, dude. They got a fucking commercial out with Jason Mimosa right now, and they're all singing. Pretty soon they'll have one with Billy Bob Thornton or Millie Bob Thornton. I tried to watch that Damsel movie. God, that's fucking, you know. Yeah, they don't need to make these movies anymore when they have the Imagine and Watch button on straight up Roku. They'll have it too. I got to get this tatted up right here. What am I going to get on it? I don't know. What am I going to get on there? Did fucking chess today. Don't talk to me. But yeah. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what happens to Hollywood with this shit. Live shows will be okay. Live shows will be okay for a while. And I told you the last job that's going to go is magician. That'll be the last thing that people hang on. What is it? This is real? This is a real person? These are real people in the Grand Theft Auto thing? Mm-hmm. Filmed it with a drone?
Freedom. You got that address, Pulaski?
Some mistake.
Wait, hold on. Let's go. He hops off the...
There must be some mistake.
We could shit on you from such a height, you'll think God himself is crapped on. Time to go to work, CJ, and earn your freedom. You got that address, Pulaski?
Yeah, right. So what you saying?
Whoa. Whoa. Wow, the chick's bad at it. It's so much honking.
Who wants to be next?
Dude, the way the guy runs is hilarious. I mean, so much honking. Dude, that's so funny, that way he runs and hops. I can't watch it. Can't listen to the thing. Dude, he should kill someone. Is he going to kill someone? Otherwise, damn shit. The way he parked. He parked off to the side. Guy's going to get a ticket. That's funny, dude. That's funny, dude. The way he parked was so good. You know they didn't get a permit, you know? God, that's funny. GTA's killer. I can't wait till the next version of it. I don't play it yet. I tried playing it. I can't wait till the next version of it. It's on for me, dude. I'm going to be in that world forever. I'm getting goggles. You know You can get the Ray-Ban fucking glasses where you put it on and you can record your glasses. You know those? Did you know that those exist? Those are crazy. Have you seen? You can tell when people are wearing them, though. They look so fucking fake and weird. Except you can't tell in LA because people are artsy, right? And they'll wear dumb shit on purpose. But if you're in Nebraska and you get those Ray-Ban glasses and you'll know people are starting recording people because you just look like such an asshole. You look like you're belonging in a Tim Burton movie. You're like, what the fuck is he wearing that? But dude, my tattoo artist got one, and man, he looks cool in it, you know, because he already wears a hat with a feather in it, and it's just like, and he's so tatted up because tattoo artists are so tatted up, you know. But I got to get one of those, man. You know what I got to get one of those for? Arguments with my wife. What's that, sweetie? No, I didn't. Hey Siri, start recording. So wait, what were you saying? Just come, she would be like, why are you paying attention so much? You never pay attention. Why are you? I'm just boring a hole in her. Oh, no reason. I just want to make sure I document. I got a built-in stenographer now. Okay. Yeah. I guess my shoulder's just not ever going to get better. I haven't even talked about it yet, but it's been like 3 months ago. My son, Calvin, I was driving and Calvin was in the child seat behind me to the right, you know, in the passenger side. And he said, Dad, I dropped my fucking thing, you know, whatever. And I was like, I'll get it for you. And I reached back, shoulder fucking just hurt. Just never stopped. Hasn't stopped. Won't stop. Can't stop. Won't stop. So that's cool. And I go, every time I go to the gym, I'll do a few exercises. I'll get that real hard pain and then it's gone. And then it doesn't hurt that much. It doesn't hurt when I'm just chilling. But if I reach back, forget it, dude. And that's my life. But shout out to Anthony, who works with the Lakers. He fixed my tennis elbow, so that's cool. And I'm basically an athlete. Oh, man. I got to go to... Oh, wow. Didn't expect that.
Get over your fucking self!
Yeah. Just falling.
That's right. Record me, you dumb fucking millennial piece of shit.
Dude. Listen to this last part.
Oh, my God. The crazy people, man.
I mean, dude, you know, this so much about this is so weird. How about that's falling down? That's Michael Douglas in Falling Down right there. God, I love people getting mad. Why is
what's
it so...
What's your message to... Have you seen Donald Trump? Do you think he should step in?
Donald Trump, don't trust China. China is asshole.
And what's your message to... Have you seen Donald Trump? Do you think he should step in?
Like, why is it so funny when people get mad? Why is it so funny? It's because you relate. It must be because you relate. I don't understand. When you see someone get mad, especially if you don't know them, it's on, dude. I'll watch a movie of that. I mean, it's so... If you're just at, like, you know, a place getting a bowl, like Simple Greens or something, or Sweet Greens... Simple Greens is the fucking... But anywhere, and they're in line, and somebody gets mad, you just go, oh, man, I'd rather that than get a blowjob. I mean, I wouldn't, but it's like...
Driving like an
driving.
Idiot.
She's got the fucking phone.
I have the phone.
I asked you on the phone.
Have you to pick your finger up.
Oh, fuck you, man.
Fuck you, you bitch. Don't fucking take my fucking picture.
Get the fuck away from my car.
Close the window with him. Close the window with his arms
fuck
on.
Fuck away, buddy. Oh, you want to fuck around?
So Canadian.
Little fucking piece of shit.
Oh, my. Oh, the guy's enormous. The guy out of the car, he's enormous. Oh, the kid comes out. Oh, wow, the other kid's fucking... The other kid... Was squaring up, dude.
Who?
That little 8-year-old was squaring the fuck up.
She's got the fucking phone.
I have the phone.
I asked you on the phone.
I have you to take, pick your finger up.
Oh, fuck you, man.
Fuck you, you bitch. Don't fucking take my fucking picture.
Oh, so he's so from Victoria, BC, you know?
Get the fuck away, buddy. Oh, you want to fuck around?
Baby, don't.
You wanna fuck baby, don't. Baby, don't. You know? Look at the kid. Look at the kid squaring up. The little kid squaring up. Look at the bigger kid's like, all right, okay, let's chill. You know, he's being the adult here. Look at the little kid squaring up, dude. Squaring up, man. Oh, shit, that's rad. That's rad. If I was getting in a fight and Billy came over and did that, I'd start crying and be like, oh, son, I'm so sorry. You had my back there, didn't you? I love you.
Please.
What are you doing?
Leave, go away.
What are you doing?
Go away.
Where are we to fucking Zimbabwe, you stupid little pimp?
Harry Potter. This is a scene from Harry Potter, you know?
Get away from here!
Oh, my.
What are you doing?
Leave, go away.
What are you doing?
Go away.
Is that Nick Nolte?
Where are we to fucking Zimbabwe, you stupid little pimp? Get away from here!
Oh, is it a racist thing?
Please.
What are you doing?
She said Zimbabwe, right? So.
What are you doing?
Go away.
That's kind of hacky to say Zimbabwe.
Where are we to fucking Zimbabwe, you stupid little pimp?
Oh, my God. Go back to Zimbabwe, you stupid little pimp. Wow, that's so racist. She looks like Nick Nolte. All right, cool. And that's also what she's wearing is the worst jacket I've ever seen in my life. All right, that's it. There you go. There you have it. If you want to subscribe, that's it for the YouTube show. If you want to watch the rest of it, go to patreon.com/Chris D'Elia. And there you have it. That's the, you can watch the every complete show. And then you can also, catch up on the ones that you have missed because we release one extra each month. on the Patreon. For just $6, you go watch them all. Patreon.com/Chris Leo. Thank you very much.